was brought at once, and the old tree was felled to loud cheers from the courtiers and the charlatan. However, as they were making ready to return to the old palace, the sound of loud cackling stopped them in their tracks.
"Fools!" cried Babbity's voice from the stump they had left behind. "No witch or wizard can be killed by being cut in half. Take the axe, if you do not believe me, and cut the grand sorcerer in two."
The captain of the brigade of witch hunters was eager to make the experiment. But as he raised the axe, the charlatan fell to his knees, screaming for mercy and confessing all his wickedness. As he was dragged away to the dungeons, the tree stump cackled more loudly than ever.
"By cutting a witch in half, you have unleashed a dreadful curse upon your kingdom," it told the petrified king. "Henceforth, every stroke of harm that you inflict upon my fellow witches and wizards will feel like an axe stroke in your own side until you will wish you could die of it."
At that, the king fell to his knees too and told the stump that he would issue a proclamation at once protecting all the witches and wizards of the kingdom and allowing them to practice their magic in peace.
"Very good," said the stump. "But you have not yet made amends to Babbity."
"Anything, anything at all," cried the foolish king, wringing his hands before the stump.
"You will erect a statue of Babbity upon me, in memory of your poor washerwoman, and to remind you forever of your own foolishness," said the stump.
The king agreed to it at once and promised to engage the foremost sculptor in the land and have the statue made of pure gold. Then the shamed king and all the noblemen and women returned to the palace, leaving the tree stump cackling behind them. When the grounds were deserted once more, there wriggled from a hole between the roots of the tree stump a stout and whiskery old rabbit, with a wand clamped between her teeth. Babbity hopped out of the grounds and far away, and ever after a golden statue of the washerwoman stood upon the tree stump, and no witch or wizard was ever persecuted in the kingdom again.